You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, just a nakuda of thought for Rosh Chodesh Av. There's a klal, there's a halacha klal, it's a minhag that's brought the halacha, that misha nichnas Av mematim besimcha, that when Av enters in, when the month of Av comes in, we reduce our simcha, we reduce, we minimize, we constrain, we make smaller the amount of simcha, the amount of joy that we tend to experience. And this is obviously associated with the fact that Av is a time where we're in the Bein HaMitzarim, where the 3 weeks are transitioning into the 9 days in Hilchos Avelus, and the acuteness of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the absence of that centering point in our lives becomes more apparent, and we engage in more Halachos of Avelus, a stage of experiencing life with the understanding that there's something missing. There's a particular thing that's missing in my life. I can come to a place where everything feels good. I can come to that place of calmness. But in the end of the day, the reality of this collective avelus is the recognition that a person must always bear in mind, perpetually, as halacha brings down, but acutely in the Bein HaMitzarim, for a person to bear in mind that there is something missing. Now, what is that thing that's missing? What is Beis HaMikdash that's missing? So what Rabbi Nachman tells us over and over again is that for us, it's a nekuda of das. The Beis HaMikdash represents the ability for a person to be connected, to be mekushar, to the nekudas ha'emes of that moment, to be present in that which is in front of me with the hiskashrus, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and an awareness of the source of all things being rooted in a nothingness of the infinite, so to speak, and the tachlis of all things going back towards the infinite for the purpose of revealing the possibility of change and distinction within the realm of unity. That nekuda of das, that hiskashrus hanefesh from the moichin being translated into the midos, the intellectual and spiritual knowledge and intuition that we have, drawing it down into the experience itself, down to the raglayim themselves, that's the binyan beis hamikdash in the moment. That's mikdash melech ir melucha, to build a mikdash for the melech in one's mind. It's the nekuda of das, and that nekuda of das is missing, and it's missing in a real way, and it's missing in a subjective way, and in an objective way. What's also missing is the sense, as the Sri De'esh Chusi Agamalinu pointed out based on the Gemara, that the Beis HaMikdash was the reyach of home. It was a smell of home. It was a place where we can go to, where we can put our heads down on the pillow for a second. It was a place of familiarity, where people knew our names, where we were able to feel babayit. What a person is searching for ever since the first moment of subjectivity is being cast out of Gan Eden, is being cast out of the womb, is a sense of homelessness or being dispelled out of a place. Our entire process is coming back and trying to find our way back into a place, back into Gan Eden. And the Beis HaMikdash is the bayis, it's the home that represents the ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express himself in a place, because B'dar Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makom, Ein Ha'olam Makomei Elohu Makom Shel Olam. And Be'emes, there's always a place, and Yid always has a place, especially in Golus we come to understand this, because in the absence of an actual bias, we have to develop the bias in our own mind. And as Rabbi Nachman says, Mi sheyesh lo lev Yisraeli, Ein Shayach L'makom Klal, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash can take place within the heart of an individual, but Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, we're missing a place, we don't have that place we can go into to rest our tired bones, to rest and to feel assured that everything is fine, everything is being taken care of. It's Beis Imi, it's the house of my mother, it's the place of the Shchinta Kadisha being revealed in all ways, where there's no tziftzuf and there's no difficulty and there's no constriction. And we're missing that in the Bein HaMitzarim. So what's the avoida? One of the avoidas of the Bein HaMitzarim, one of the ways of confronting and reflecting on the nature of Bein HaMitzarim, is mimatim besimcha, is minimizing. Now, there are ways of reading it of mematim besimcha, meaning even though we're minimizing our joy, it still has to be besimcha. And the secret of mourning and the secret of avelus is the secret of coming to understand that I'm always, always in a state of chedva. There's always a chedva, there's always a joy or a calmness that is entrenched within my heart, but it gets minimized from time to time. It's never the opposite of joy, it's never the opposite of abundance, but rather that abundant mindset gets minimized. And that's a very heilig and redemptive way of looking, as the tzaddikim teach us, of misha nechnas av mematim besimcha, right? It's still simcha, it doesn't say that there's no simcha, but it's mematim besimcha. But what I want to focus on is an akuda of what does it mean, mematim? That to a certain degree, the avoida of av, the return back to the aleph base, the return back to the end of things and the end of things prior to elul, prior to the real end of the things. So in that place, we come back to a realization that after all of the complications, after all of the expression, after all of the outgrowth and the ripple effects of a person's language and engagement and activity and the spheres of influence and each person's malchus, it can go all the way from aleph to tav. But when we reach the end, when we reach tav, what we understand is that we have to return back to the beginning. We have to come back to the aleph base, as the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was zoche to teach us and to reveal to the world that in the process, in Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the story of the Baal Shem Tov attempting to get to Eretz Yisrael ends with the Baal Shem Tov coming to the deepest recognition that at the end of the day, it's just the Aleph, the Beis, the Gimel, the Dalet, and that a person has to learn how to live with Aleph and to teach Aleph and to learn Aleph over and over and over. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. And when we come back to the Aleph Beis, when we come back to Av, what we're doing is we're constricting ourselves. We're recognizing the fact that there are so many concentric circles that have emerged out of me and my experience and my expectations and my anticipations in this world in this year. I've gone out to all of the different letters, but now I'm retrieving all of my expression and I'm coming back inwards. I'm folding into myself. I'm learning what it means to be memayet. I'm learning what it means to make oneself smaller, to become smaller, to move inwards. Mematim besimcha. What we have to learn in terms of avelus and the preparation for the Beis HaMikdash is the secret of mematim, ma'at mikol ha'amim, that the Yiddish people, the Jewish people, have the secret of being ma'atim, that we're able to move and make ourselves smaller, to enter into a place of shiflus, to learn what it means to reduce the expression of self and move inwards to that innermost point that contains the all. This secret of mematim, this secret of learning how to be mitzamsem ourselves, learning how to be mitzamsem the Shechina bin Badei Ha'aron, to realize that okay, it might not be revealed everywhere. I might not be able to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom everywhere, but I have the innermost point in my heart, the secret of Tzimtzum, the secret of the drop of dio, of ink, which is enough, because that one point is the point of Sipo. The avoida of mematim, the avoida of making myself smaller, of moving inwards, is not an avoida of negating myself or not valuing myself. Adarabba, it's a retreat back into the self for the sake of a deeper expression of self. It's a constricting power. It is a friction of self that takes place only when I bring all of the energies and all of the expressions from outside back inside. And everything is behiskavtsis right now. Everything is claustrophobic. It's caught up. It's moving. It's speeding up. The particles are speeding up because they're now in a smaller space and they don't have the opportunity to be mispashet, to be misgadel. Things that are yisgadel v'yisgadash means that the more it spreads out, the less energy each and every point of that experience is going to have. The more reduced the space, the more intense the friction and the birth of expression from that place. And this avoida of mematim, of making myself smaller, of moving inwards, is the secret of binyan beis hamikdash. The secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the Beis HaMikdash and allowing His Shechina to dwell in the Beis HaMikdash is the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being memayit himself, kavyachol, in the secret of miyot ha-machzik es-ha-merubo, which Rabbi Nachman says is the secret of the Tzaddik also, because we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Tzaddik, we have the Beis HaMikdash, and we have ourselves. Those four levels of expression are all processes of mematim, of a miyot ha-machzik es-ha-merubo, of making it smaller, of reducing all of the infinitude of all things and bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash. HaMikdash. And that's what we're doing. When we, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, the preparation for the Beis HaMikdash, the Avelus on the Churban, which is in and of itself a belief in the possibility and the way that we bring about the possibility of the rebuilding. That in our mourning, we're already mitzapa and already tasting a light that is not yet present by dint of the fact that we're aware of its absence. And as Rav Tzadok teaches us over and over, the awareness of a previous presence's absence and the belief that that absence should be really a presence is the very thing that draws the presence into the place of absence, revealing that the absence was never absent, but really simply another way of presence expressing itself. And the more we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, the more we engage in the process of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing in Beis HaMikdash, the more we're prepared to have Beis HaMikdash. And what we're doing is mematim, we're being mekabetz everything into one particular dot within the self, reducing, speaking less, being less, doing less. Less of a need to express, and more of an ability to be inwards. And there's really no greater place that this experience is described, as far as I can understand, than in Rav Kook's writings. And Rav Kook, in Reish Milin, not in the Oisios, not in the Nekudos, but in the Ta'amim. When Rav Kook in Reish Milin gets to the deepest place, the Ta'amim, that light of Keser that is disconnected from any of the broken things in this world, we encounter this psychological movement, the spiritual movement of moving from the outside expression and entering into ourselves, being mamayit ourselves, moving inwards and allowing all of our expressions, all of the soldiers and the chayalim of ourselves to come back to the home base so that everything can recollect and regather its strength in the silent humility of that innermost point that does not need to be expressed outwards. And when we can learn the secret of mema'atim, then we can uncover the secret of simcha, mema'atim b'simcha, that when we learn the secret of binyan beis hamikdash, which is Hashem being mema'at himself, the miyata machzik ha'samaruba, so we can also begin to understand the secret of mishenichnas av, when a person wants to return back to the aleph base, back to the very beginning, before and after all of the complication, it's going to come about by way of ma'at. Rav Kook says as follows in Reish Milin on the trup, the cantillation point of Munach Revi'i. Now, Rav Kook is taking the audio logic, the sound, Munach Revi'i. So there's a calmness, a Munach, a recognition of Menucha, Shah. Before I enter into any intensity, I have to first and foremost enter into a place of Menucha. It's not enough for there to be one stage of Menucha. It's Kaflaim Latoshia. It's not enough for Nachamu. It has to be Nachamu. It's when dealing with death, when dealing with concealment, it always has to be a Ma'aras Hamachpela, a doubling. Because if Golus is a Choshech, a Kaful Mechupel, or it's a Hastar Shabbatoich HaHastara, then Geula Adrabah has to be a two-stage process of Arech and Atik, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Ad Va'ad Bechlau. Psik and Seif Pasuk. These two stages, these two double stages of the process towards redemption are Munach. Be still, calm oneself. And only then, once a person has entered into the secret of menucha, which sometimes demands a tarrying within the attempt to be b'menucha and to enter into menucha for a second time, then I can begin the process of the rivi'i, the descent downwards, inwards, a strengthening of the self within the self, a movement inwards, rivi'i, breaking through the boundaries of self and moving inwards. Zakt Rav Kook, ha-menucha misha'ashe, Sotanu. Menucha, calmness, it creates within ourselves the possibility of an inner playfulness, a movement within the self. And that's only possible when things move from the outside back into the inside. Hatsiur hapnimi, I engage with the inner image of myself, the inner imagings of myself. Shehinenu mivurachim ad blidai, we come to realize that we are mamish blessed. We are blessed without measure. We are blessed without limits. Each and every person has everything in themselves. Sheish oitzer male, there is a full storehouse within the self, b'mole ha'chayim b'ma'amkei nishmasenu, that there is a fullness of life in the depths of our neshamas, not out there in the world, but within ourselves, in the rivi'i, rivei b'ruchas Hashem, there is a saturation of the blessings of God, shekol ma sheruach ha'menucha choyder, amuk b'kirbenu yoter, the more and more that the feeling of calmness, that the feeling of menucha descends deeper into us, Yoiter anu margishim es male sipuko. The more and more we have the tendency to begin to feel some inner sense of enoughness, of sipuk hanefesh, of satisfaction within the self, es oisher hediyot shelo, the richness of the space of myself, v'hinenu chafetzim latos tisa shel shava, and we naturally want to take this menucha, take this calmness, and allow it to become a trip of shalva, of joy, of calmness, memroi meha alios. We're moving now from the heights of all the heights, el hadachus ha-ma'agenes, the pleasureful melancholia, the pleasureful melancholia, or the melancholy of pleasure that allows oneself to move from the expression outwards into the impression inwards, el hashalva ha-pnimis shel hashpala saruach, into the secret calmness of making the self smaller, of shiflus v'simcha, of shiftless, of smallness, of moving more and more into myself, shall hit stamstimutz tapnimis, the inner contraction, the inner tzimtzum that we make, b'chol malei haratzon, with every ounce of my desire, reducing the fields of my desire, reducing the fields of my expression down to the innermost point, b'chol malei hargashas Eden mitoicha hiskansus haneima el tuchiyuso chayenu pnima. And then we can begin to experience the full fullness of the pleasure of the inner joy that takes about by the entrance of all of the pleasant things into ourselves. Zoisi hargosha sarivi ibn imas hoid shalvas zimrasa. This is the feeling, the mood that is elicited by the rivi in the presence of its calming, calming sound. Hamechuberes the menucha hakfula shal munach munach. That is by definition preceded by and connected to the two-staged process of calmness, munach, munach, machshira otanu likloit esoid ha'oinek haniskav shel or hashalva. Only that doubled expression of menucha can allow me to be prepared to hear the innermost and receive the innermost voice of the pleasure of shalva, of that inner calmness, shel me'ata ha'anava, of that making small, that humility, that crowning jewel of humility, that crowning jewel of the ability to be a rivi'i, to be a dot within the self, to move inwards, hamleya per kodesh ven imus netzach, that is filled with profound glory and the pleasantness of perpetuality, hametziyare betunas anekuda shel revi'i, that is symbolized in the tiny dot of the revi'i, hameira mitoich siguf hachayim ha'adinim shel ha'osiyos, that emerges from within the complications and the wondrous complications of the letters themselves, umuvuta yafe b'menucha neguna hashoiket, and it's expressed so fundamentally clearly in the silent calmness of itself. Moving inwards, shiftless, b'makom shel gadluso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sham motzei anvuso. And then in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're going to see in the stories of Rabbi Nachman, that the self becomes smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until the point that it becomes the dot that contains everything. This mematim besimcha, it doesn't mean be sadder. We're mourning over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not revealed in this world. There are infinite things to mourn about, and every day is deserving of mourning and the liturgy and the crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by way of ayeka, by way of the kinos that Rabbi Nachman says are going to be nishapich into first and foremost the teiku, which is a question that is unanswerable, and then a tikkun, and then a belief that when I accept the fact that they can't be answered, so that's where the answer comes from. If I draw the sharnun into the teiku, I transform the kinos into tikkun. I can take all of that mournful lamentation over a world that is not yet what it needs to be for me and for the Welt at large, and I can transform that unanswerable question into a place of, you know what, the unanswerability of these questions is not because I'm too stupid or because I'm too dumb or because the questions are too big, but it's because the Shar Hanun is inaccessible. And that's where the teiku comes from, and it transforms every question into a tzapia for Eliyahu. And then we can allow it to become a tikkun. That tikkun takes place when I move inwards. Matim besimcha, make myself smaller, contract the mind, focus in, pay attention on one particular thing. An avoida of his kapsus hamoichin of mematin besimcha is allowing my mind to focus for 5 minutes on one thing and one thing in particular. And naturally speaking, when a person tries to calm their minds to focus in on one particular thing, what we'll come to realize is that our minds are so saturated with content and information and expansion, ad bli dai mamish, the amount of thoughts that are perpetually running through a person's brain. The only problem is that we don't know the answer to the question of what is called thinking, because thinking appears like a tire on the road that's moving so quickly it appears to be standing still. But the moment I attempt to lay claim to some sort of control over my machshavos and to think about one thing and one thing in particular, all million other thoughts are going to act like sharks that smell blood, and they're going to throw themselves with abandonment against my inner moment of mindfulness, because they're going to say, who thinks that they're allowed to come here and be an owner in this place? Who said that they have freedom over their mind? But the willingness to be moiser nefesh and to continue to pay attention, Yosef Dafs, Yosef Machov, to go deeper into that Nikud of Das, of that his Ma'atus of mind, to minimize, to allow my mind to focus in on one particular thing, the prayer of the mind, to pay attention to one thing and one thing alone, slowly but surely the voices of those other thoughts are going to dissipate. And they're going to see that, okay, there's a new sheriff in town, there's a Hiskavsus HaMoichin, there's a Nikud of Das here, there's a Mematim, there's a learning how to focus. Focus means minimizing the range of something. When a picture is too large and the field of vision is too wide, it's going to be blurry, so I focus the lens, I minimize. Mematim, make it smaller. And then a person can come to understand the simcha, because when a person can understand the secret of each nekuda tova, of the rivi'i, of going inwards to one small nekuda, that's the tzimtzum itself, that's the miyata machzika samaruba, so then I'm ready to be a place for Asheras HaShechina, and then I'm ready for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the secret of the Evan HaShasiya. It's an innermost point, as Rabbi Nachman says, that all tzimtzumim come from, and all tzimtzumim go back to. The secret of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the secret of Tzimtzum, and therefore it's Mematim B'Simcha. And Adarabba Ibcha Mastaber, you might think that a Tzimtzum is the opposite of Simcha. Adarabba, that it's the Tzimtzum itself that gives room for Simcha, because if I could focus on one thing and one thing alone for but a moment, I can taste my world in my days. I can have a possibility of Simcha. Without that ability of mindful focusing in, of mematim besimcha, of minimizing the scope of my mind, of minimizing the scope of what I can care about, of minimizing the scope of how bad I can feel about this, that, or the other thing, boundary setting, setting limits for oneself, gvulim, tzimtzumim. This is the secret of av, this is the secret of entering into the self, the rivi, and returning back to the aleph base, so that a person can begin to then expand their year again, and go from aleph to tuf, and then back from tuf to aleph, bezras Hashem, ad vias goyel.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Sheffa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page, and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.